Well, Morena, and happy Monday. Happy, happy Monday. How was your weekend? Are you feeling ready to go? Who is feeling like, I'm ready to go. I am fucking lit up like a candle. I'm lit like a candle. I'm feeling very organised and I'm quite happy. I've been doing a lot of planning, which you think, you know, since I made the Coopers Planner and all that, but I've been doing lots of planning and getting really clear on what I'm focused on, and I'm feeling really good about that. And yesterday, so it's my daughter's 25th birthday this week, and I decided, because I was thinking, what could I do for her birthday? And, you know, they get a bit hard to buy for, don't they, when they get a bit older, because they tend to have all the stuff they want. And then I'm like, what does she want? I don't know what she wants. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I am going to do 25 presents. 25. So, you know, no, let's just amp it up. Not one, not two, 25. 25 presents. And fuck, it was fun. So I'm a junk slut. Ruby's a bit of a junk. She's a baby junk slut. And I've been teaching her everything I know. And so we do love to sort of dangle around in places where secondhand and antiques, the old antiques, hang out. And we both love it. And I just get so much joy out of finding little things. $2, $5, little bits and bobs. Anyway, so I had so much fucking fun. And then I've been doing that. And I've been working on it all year, really. I kind of got to Christmas and went, right, I do a bit of what I call joy hopping. And I was like, right, well, Christmas is done, and I've done a very good job of all of that. What's the next thing? And then I thought the next big event in the family is, no, actually, it was after my mum's birthday's first, then it's Ruby's birthday. And so I organised a trip for my mum's birthday. And then for Ruby's birthday, I was like, right, so I've been donkey deep in since mid-January in this 25 gifting thing, and oh my God, it was fun. Anyway, I got to give them all to her yesterday, and it was so much fun, and she loved them, and it was so cute. So that was, I feel very happy. I'm also happy because I'm really shit at finishing things, like fucking diabolical at finishing things, but when it's for another person, I can finish it. If it's for me, no, whole house full of half empty shit, half finished shit, half empty, half finished. But when it's for someone else, I can dig in. And then I get this weird sense of satisfaction from finishing it. So 25 presents wrapped and numbered and all lined up. Fucking gorgeous. So happy. Anyway, so that was my Sunday, and I loved it. And now I've got this sort of an emptiness that project is finished. But don't panic. I'm onto a new project already. So this week, I've got I'm traveling only on Thursday and Friday. So I have 3 days at home, which is lovely. And I get to spend today with my Michaela. Oh, she was away last week. Boy, did I miss her. I was ungrounded. Ungrounded. I love her so much. And anyway, so Michaela's back. And we've got a very big meeting starting this morning just to catch up, because it feels like I haven't seen her for 6 months. But anyway, that's not true. And then I'm recording a podcast in my studio with Pete, and it's the Business Matters podcast. There's a new one dropping today, which is about how do you get what you want in business. So if you're in business or you know someone in business, you might like the Business Matters podcast. It's called Business Matters, and it's everywhere you can get a podcast. But anyway, we're recording another series today, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, which is very exciting. And then I'm coming home to do a whole lot of work, because Tuesday is the launch of the New Energy Club. Oh my God, I'm excited. So the New Energy Club has energetic lessons. So energetic lessons. Every week you get a lesson on something you can do that will improve your energy. And I used to write these newsletters, but, you know, we're just fucking whatever I was into. This is going to be a lesson. Like, I'm really into action, and I want people to go, that is something I can do right now, like today. And not in a here's your homework kind of shit way, but an instant, like, think about this, do this. So action, love action. Action lessons, they're happening. And there's an action lesson and a podcast every week. So the podcast will be yabbering about the action lesson. So if you're in Energy Club, that is coming to you this week. And that's exciting. So I'm working on that all of Monday afternoon. And then I'm doing lots of mentoring. I've got a new man I'm mentoring on Tuesday. So that's exciting. Got a haircut. I'm currently growing my hair a wee bit, but it does need a haircut, because it's a bit weird, isn't it, to cut your hair when you're growing it. But anyway, fuck, I don't want to look like I've been dragged through a bush backwards. So little half haircut, it'll be smart. And then I've got my cunty craft night Tuesday night. I've got my friend coming to do crafting, so that'll be quite fun. And we'll probably FaceTime my other friend who's in one of the other Cunty Craft chapters. So how good will that be? And then I've got a friend coming for lunch on Wednesday, and I'm excited because she's been overseas and I get to hang out with her. So that's my little social fun apart from crafting on Tuesday. Another friend booked in Wednesday. You've got to fill your life with friends, man. They're all that matters. All that matters. So important. And then I've got a wee massage. I tell you, massage rocks my world. And I saw a video the other day of what your body looks like when you don't have regular massage and what your body looks like when you do have regular massage. And it's like, oh, it's all gristly if you don't have regular massage because your body needs to be touched and you have this layer of fascia. I think you have a fascia on a house, fascia. And it's, as far as I'm aware, and I'm no expert, of course, but it's a bit like the string bag your pork roast comes in. Your whole body is a bunch of sausages suspended in a string bag. And your string bag needs a bit of a rub because it gets stuck and it gets like, you know when you rip like a sticker off something and little bits of it get stuck? Your fascia gets stuck and so you need to move it around. So you can do self-massage, but I quite like someone else doing it. And so massage is a really big part of my physical energy routine. The most amazing massage therapist, love that. And then I am going line dancing Wednesday night. I better giddy up, thanks for coming. And Thursday, I'm running an online conference. How good is online conferencing? It's still happening out there. This is for a group that I think got 5 regions and they're all coming together in 5 like hubs all over the country. How good is that? So I'm going to be gathering the hubs. So that's Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, I'm going to whiz down and go out for a cocktail with my daughter for her birthday. And then I'm going to fly to the Auckland so that I can open a conference on the Friday morning. Oh, God, that makes me so happy. How good's that? I love that. And, you know, my quote today is really interesting. On page 88 of the planner, it says, how could you be more of you? How could you be more of you? And I reckon if the epicenter of you, where is that? How far away are you from the epicenter of you? Like, are you pretty you or are you miles away from it? And some days I go, oh, no, I'm quite good at being me. I've put a lot of time and effort into being me and I'm pretty good at it now. But every now and then you either hang out with people and you forget who you are, or you end up in a role or doing something and then you go, hang on, I've just fucking stepped a little. Remember that game you played when you were a kid and you were like warm or cold and something was hidden in the house? And you go, are you cold at the moment? Are you not? Are you warm? Are you right in the epicenter of you? Are you bang on in the middle of you, or have you stepped back? Like the clothes you're wearing today, look down right now. How you are they? Are they just what was, are they the, are you wearing the youest you? Or was it just the cleanest clean? Is it just the clean shit that was close? Or is it like something you thought, shit, I'm going to a very important meeting today, must wear a jacket, must look like a corporate version of myself? Or are you going, oh, look, I was just fucking cold, so I pulled on some scoty old cardigan and now I look like a fucking, you know, person, I don't know, off a dump truck. I don't know. How do you look? Do you feel like you? Do you look like you? Excuse me, I'm yawning so early in the morning. A bit of oxygen, that's better. I need a second coffee and then I'll be off. So I wrote a blog on my Substack. I've been busy on the Substack, wrote 10 Days of Happiness. If you haven't caught up, go and read those. 10 ways to be happy, the 10 things, 10 ingredients you need to be happy, what they all are. And I wrote about being fully self-expressed on, I think it was day 9, and how basically being you is the claim on your life. It's a declaration that I am here and I am an unrepeatable person. Don't you love that? You're the only you. You're the only you there is. And I reckon it does a really good job to lean into how much of you can you be. How you are you? How you are you? So that is my question. That's my question today. How you are you? Are you being super you? What does that look like? What's the most powerful, most magnetic thing you could do to be more you? to just be 100% you, what would that look like? What if, you know, you just said, oh, actually, look, I don't even like fucking going for a walk to get a coffee. No, I don't want to go for a walk to get a coffee. I want to sit at my desk and do some work on my own. Well, you dicks, go out and get coffee because then I'll have some peace. Or do you go, oh, please, could I come for a walk? Because I love coming for a walk and I always think I shouldn't come, but actually I'm going to. Like, how can you just do more of what you want? I'm into that. So there you go. So that's that. And I'm pretty excited about a lot of things because Energy Club is filling up my life at the moment with joy. So that makes me happy. But an Energy Club and a whole lot of being more me. That's me. More me. Gosh, imagine if there was more of me. Anyway, look out. It's coming your way. Have a lovely week. I'll see you soon. Get some things in your diary. Get a massage. See you soon.